Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Memorizing Master's Fa Helps Me Look Inward by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Japan. The article was published on the Minghui website on March 19, 2023. A Falun Dafa practitioner invited me to attend the Asian Falun Dafa Conference in Tokyo in 2014 to find out more about Falun Dafa. This was important to my stepping onto the path of Dafa cultivation. I was no longer an ordinary person lost in this chaotic world. I became a Dafa practitioner. I stumbled along the path of cultivation, but made it through to this day with the protection of Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa. Part 1. Making Calls on the RTC Platform. In 2020, the pandemic broke out and spread rapidly around the world. Death cases skyrocketed. Many people in China panicked and felt helpless. I knew I had the mission to save people, and I felt the urgency. I wanted to call people in China and clarify the truth about Dafa. So, I decided to join the RTC platform to call people in China. The process of calling people was also a process of cultivating my character and improving my Xinqing. I talked to all kinds of people. Some cursed me, some looked down on me, and some threatened me. Others were very kind, and some repeatedly thanked me. I am happy for these people. I knew that every situation was a test to see if my heart was moved or not. I understood that I should remain compassionate and try my best to awaken people's conscience, regardless of their attitudes. Sometimes I became impatient and wanted to give up when nobody answered my call or when people kept hanging up on me. When one woman started cursing after I greeted her, I looked inward and realized I had the competitive mentality and was not compassionate enough. I was not moved and gradually eliminated my attachments. Part 2. Improving Through Memorizing the Fa. I read many articles on the Minghui website about memorizing the Fa. Many practitioners talked about how they deepened their understanding of the Fa principles and benefited physically and mentally by memorizing the Fa. Therefore, I decided to memorize the Fa. I tried to memorize the Fa on my own, but gave up after some time. Then I started to memorize with practitioners on the RTC platform. We all read calmly and slowly, and after reading a paragraph, we memorized it. My cultivation had stagnated for a long time. I was stuck and could not make a breakthrough. I realized that I didn't fully understand the Fa. When I seriously memorized the Fa, I felt that every cell in my body was connected to the Fa, and I experienced the beauty of dissolving my body and mind into the Fa. I made up my mind that I would engrave the Fa in my mind and always measure my thoughts and behavior with the Fa. Through memorizing the Fa, I deepened my understanding of the Fa principles and strengthened my faith in Master and the Fa. The more I memorized, the more I wanted to memorize, and the more I loved to memorize the Fa. When I was doing housework, on my way to and from work, and whenever I had free time, I memorized the Fa. I gradually felt peaceful and calm. My righteous thoughts were strengthened, and I became open-minded. I was able to look inward when things went wrong. A recent incident touched me deeply. A family member started to participate in the RTC project. He had technical problems, so I asked a technical support practitioner for help. However, the practitioner was very impatient. I immediately apologized to him and said, "I'm sorry, maybe I didn't express myself clearly." But he was still angry and told me to find someone else to help. Why was he so angry? I knew that nothing was accidental. There must be an attachment that I had to identify and let go. I looked inward and found that I did not respect other practitioners and looked down on them. I remembered once when I was dissatisfied with a practitioner when he adjusted my computer's sound. So this time, I didn't believe the technical support practitioner could solve the issue. I realized that this was my notion, and I must eliminate it. The next day, I saw a message from that practitioner. He said, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have talked to you so loudly yesterday. I apologize." I apologized to him too. I realized that my environment changed when I looked inward and changed myself. While studying with the group on the RTC platform, when we got to the paragraph about improving Xinqing, I had to repeat it many times before I could memorize it. I knew it was time to improve my Xinqing. Master said in the fifth talk from Chuan Falun, quote, "Their reason would be that your character has not grown sufficiently. There is a standard for each level of existence, and you must meet it by ridding yourself of bad thoughts and intentions and whatever is unclean in you, if you are to go there." Unquote. Master's Fa is clear and easy to understand. So why couldn't I treat myself as a true practitioner? Why couldn't I do well? It is because I didn't wholly believe in Master and the Fa and didn't cultivate myself solidly. I didn't look within unconditionally when encountering conflicts. I didn't eliminate my attachments, such as jealousy, resentment, competition, showing off, and lust. I realized that all difficulties I encountered were opportunities to improve myself. Therefore, my behavior, my words, and my thoughts must follow the Fa. That's the only way to improve my realm. Thank you, Master, for giving me such an excellent environment to study the Fa on the RTC platform. I cherish the environment to cultivate and study with fellow practitioners. Part 3. The family environment offers cultivation opportunities. My husband's aunt used to practice Falun Dafa. While she was imprisoned for 3 years for practicing Falun Dafa, she couldn't study the Fa. When she was released from prison, she didn't behave like a practitioner. My mother-in-law and husband misunderstood Dafa because of her inappropriate behavior. My husband was against my cultivation from the beginning. He was even against my taking the children to see Shen Yun. I tried to tell him the truth about Dafa, but he always began shouting and would not let me speak. I knew that I could only eliminate my husband's misunderstanding about Falun Dafa when I did well in my cultivation and let him witness the beauty of Dafa. My husband is not involved with the family. Instead, he plays with his phone after work. I also have a full-time job. After working all day, I do the housework in addition to taking care of the children. I felt I didn't have enough time to do the three things well. I felt tired when my cultivation state was bad. I gradually became resentful and avoided talking to my husband. Once my husband yelled at me because I forgot to do a certain thing for him. Although I put up with it at that time, I was angry and felt aggrieved. Master requested us to think of others first. Did I meet Master's requirement? I looked within. I felt it unfair when my husband did nothing at home. I felt he did not fulfill his responsibility as a father. I was resentful, and my attitude towards him was negative. No wonder he didn't appreciate it, no matter how much I did. I realized I was trying to change him. I realized that my thoughts were selfish. I felt ashamed when I saw that I was so far from the realm that practitioners need to reach. I started to think from the point of view of my husband. He had a busy job, so he didn't want to do anything else after a tiring day. As his wife, I should understand him. As a practitioner, I should treat him well, unconditionally, and let him feel the warmth of family. I decided to remove my notions and attachments altogether, so I spent more time sending righteous thoughts. Gradually, my heart opened up, and the pent-up resentment in my heart was gone. I realized that in the family environment, I had to cultivate myself, look at the good side of my family members, and be compassionate. Part 4, Fulfilling Our Vow. We waited hundreds of millions of years and suffered countless hardships in our many reincarnations. Today, we are fortunate enough to become Dafa practitioners. I cherish this opportunity, and I am glad that I found the way home. I am grateful for Master's compassion and salvation. In the limited time left, I will study the Fa well, let go of my human notions, and genuinely regard myself as a practitioner. I will look inward unconditionally when things go wrong. I will save more people, fulfill my vow, and return to my true home with Master.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled New Practitioner in Taiwan, Contacting People in China is a Wonderful Cultivation Opportunity by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Taiwan. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 13, 2023. I began practicing Falun Dafa in 2021. When I first began going to the local Fa study and cultivation experience-sharing meetings, I felt that some practitioners' speech and behavior were not really aligned with the teachings. I felt that my own understanding was better than theirs and that my cultivation level was higher too. I was full of myself. I immediately realized that these thoughts were not appropriate, so I refused to go along with them. I felt depressed when I did not handle a Xingxing test well, and I realized that behind almost all of my thoughts were attachments. Even though I had just begun practicing, I thought about giving up. I quickly rejected this thought. When I compared myself with the Fa's principles, I adjusted and corrected myself. My knowing side knew that I would never give up practicing Falun Dafa. I gradually understood that having my attachments exposed was a good thing. Not only do I need to identify them, I must also differentiate whether these thoughts are actually mine. Master said in the ninth talk from Zhuan Falun, quote, "But you shouldn't take a relaxed approach just because we know it takes time. It's a problem if you take my words to be license for being lax. To follow a sacred path requires the ultimate dedication and effort." Unquote. Part 1. Participating in an awareness-raising project. As I read Master's lectures given in different regions, I understood that Master was asking us to clarify the truth and save people. I work, so I have little time to go to tourist attractions and talk to people. Just as I was wondering what I could do, a practitioner called me and asked if I wanted to join a team that was sending truth clarification text messages. My fear and attachment to comfort immediately welled up. The other practitioner kept encouraging me and asked me to try. After struggling for a while, I thought that I should just treat this as the cultivation path that Master arranged for me. I contacted her and agreed to help. Master said in Fa Teaching Given at a meeting in New York, quote, "Once a person steps on the path of cultivation, there will be nothing coincidental in his life from then on," unquote. I was worried that I would not do well. However, while listening to other practitioners discuss the importance of saving people in China, I gradually understood how urgent this project was. It no longer seemed so difficult. As Fa rectification speeds up, practitioners all know the urgency of saving people. I was asked to help with technical support. Some of the members of the team that contact people in China are elderly and are not very familiar with modern smartphones. They sometimes find it difficult to grasp their phone's settings. One practitioner kept having the same problem, and I had to patiently help her resolve it. In the process, I realized that I had an attachment to ego, and I wanted the other practitioners to have a good impression of me. But I also knew that cultivators must align themselves with the Fa's principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I reminded myself that I should be patient with the elderly practitioners, even if I had to keep explaining the steps to them repeatedly. Everyone is anxious to save people. Part 2. Expanding my capacity. I also understood that the process of doing things was an opportunity to cultivate myself. I had to show one practitioner how to operate his phone. In my opinion, he was not serious about the project. I became frustrated and thought that he was just randomly shooting out technical questions. I felt as though he was just going through the formalities. Perhaps he thought it was enough to just participate in the project. As I explained, my voice got louder and more aggressive. Although I did not lose my temper, the practitioner noticed that I was irritated and apologized. He asked if his attitude bothered me and explained that he also wanted to do better in his cultivation, but just couldn't. Even though I said there was no problem, I still felt uncomfortable. This project is very urgent, and I could not understand why his attitude seemed so casual. After the incident, I shared my thoughts about cultivation with another practitioner. I realized that my preconceived notions about that practitioner made me think that, since he was highly educated, he should know how to operate a mobile phone. He should know what I was talking about, and he should grasp it after I showed him once. After I thought about it, that practitioner may have known how to do it, but he just did not have enough confidence, so he kept asking me. This was also a test of my patience. It was an opportunity to get rid of the habit of having preconceived notions about others, as well as the attachment to thinking highly of myself. Part 3. Improving my Xingxing. I work in the electronic product safety inspection department of my company. Sometimes, when there are problems with the computer system at work, all I need to do is make a phone call and report the matter to the IT department. I never read manuals for common problems. People usually want problems to be resolved quickly. However, now that I'm helping practitioners resolve their technical issues for their mobile phones, I must be more patient. I am the one who is in charge of helping them maintain their mobile phones. I recently had a deeper understanding about using phones to send truth-clarifying messages, and I started to get responses from people I sent them to. I also heard from other practitioners that they have been receiving more responses as well. We felt this was due to our cooperation as a group. However, when I received zero responses for a few days, I started to get impatient. I sent Righteous Thoughts to eliminate any interferences. I later realized that my attitude was wrong. I was pursuing results. We send SMS and MMS messages so that people can understand DAFA and quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations. When I realized that I was pursuing results, I immediately corrected myself. When I looked inward, I found my attachments to jealousy, impatience, and wanting to be acknowledged. I received responses 2 days later, and I knew that the messages were sent out successfully. I knew that Master was encouraging me. When team members talked about their cultivation experiences, I heard that some practitioners were always able to buy mobile phones and immediately grasp the technical aspects, while others had all sorts of difficulties. Nothing is coincidental, so there must be the element of cultivation with this phenomenon. When I shared cultivation thoughts with the practitioners who were able to smoothly send out messages, I discovered that they all just maintained a pure mindset. They did not think too much when they sent out the messages. Their attitude of not thinking too much moved me deeply. I sometimes tend to think too much. I worry about many things using emotion and past experiences to settle the problem, instead of looking at the problem from the perspective of the Fa. Because I tend to think too much, I cannot concentrate when I meditate or send forth righteous thoughts. Because I think a lot, I'm afraid of offending people, or I'm afraid others will criticize me. When my mindset is pure and righteous, I'm more able to do things well and get rid of my wild thoughts. I hope that all practitioners can cultivate more diligently together and make good use of the remaining time to save people and help them understand the truth. These are my understandings at my current level. Kindly let me know if there is any room for improvement.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.